The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Stop beating around the bush, man. Just play the schedule game.
You want me to make my argument now?
No.
Oh my God.
The Willy Wonka golden ticket promotional idea is probably the best idea I have ever had. Probably the best idea anybody has ever had. I slipped 5 pieces of gold paper into random paper shipments. This entitles the customer to 10% off of their total order.
All right, here you go. You want best or worst case?
You do this 7 times throughout the course of the offseason. You're going to do it 8 more times before
it's the one day we actually want you to do it.
Oh, he found a golden ticket. One of my clients found a golden ticket. Congratulations. Hold on 1 sec, Tom. What's that? You found 5 golden tickets. And does it say limit 1 per customer?
You guys are going to get blasted later. Finally come up with a great idea.
Okay.
My golden ticket idea? Okay. Why would anyone think that this is my golden ticket idea?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stack it just like a mountain. You heard about it, she's running her mouth.
She
wants to ride it, she's
Jennifer.
Trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's
what is the most people like you have on any given text chain in your phone right now?
Ooh. Well, I guess there is one. I mean, there is one big one with a bunch of guys from Brown Deer, where one guy has a bunch of tee time, says, "Hey, who wants to play this weekend?" People respond, and then he's like, "Okay, here's who's playing and when they're playing." That's probably got 24, 25 guys on it. But other than that,
but like, that's more of a roll call text chain, right?
Yeah. Like, other than that, like, the next closest is 6.
That seems reasonable. Chewy, same question. What is the biggest text chain you have in your phone?
Ours. 4.
No.
Technically, there's a 5th in there, too.
Who?
You.
Yes.
Me.
Yeah.
Jen.
Yeah.
Josh.
Okay.
And?
I cut him out. I try to. I don't know how to do it, but mentally I've cut him out.
Well,
I'm sure.
Well, we still have Chris today producing the show.
Yes.
Good morning to Chris.
The answer to that question was Ashton.
The answer was Ashton, who is going to be producing the show tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm coming. He better watch out.
Wait, I thought you had a 20-person text chain.
Well, that's not mine.
You said you had a 20-person text chain this week in our text chain.
You're
trying to figure out how to get out of it. What do you mean that's not yours?
I don't know how it works. So if I'm part of someone's 20-person text chain, I'm automatically take on their text chain?
If you're in the text chain, you're in the text chain.
Wow, this is weird. I did not see this coming. But yes, if you're in the text chain, you're in the text chain. You're a part of the text chain.
Even if you don't want to be a part of it?
Well, that's why we're here, isn't it?
As soon as I got the 20-person text chain, the first thing I said was, "What the F?" Because in my mind, that's going to go on for 2 hours.
At least.
Well, 2 hours.
Can you imagine? He doesn't know how to turn his phone on to silent. So it's just bing, bing.
No, I
bing,
know how to do that, bing. But I texted the group. I said, "How do I get out of this?"
Yeah.
And then my son Dyson, I thought you could get out of it and like remove yourself from the text
chain. Oh, you can.
You can?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But everybody's going to know.
I don't care.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah, kinda like I really don't
care. At social events.
Yeah, there's a little notification that says so-and-so left the group if you leave the group.
I thought you wanted to ghost the conversation, and I was going to say, sorry, Charlie, that's not an option. The minute you remove yourself, it's going to say, as Gabe said, Mark Chamora, or whatever you're in their phone as, has left the chat.
So what message is that sending?
That you don't want to be a part of the chat.
Well, they're annoying.
Deuces. Yeah, that's...
They're unbelievably annoying. I don't like minutiae. Okay. I have no need for minutiae.
Can you...
Do you even know what minutiae means?
I feel minutiae is where you thrive.
Thank you.
All right, give me a better word.
But well,
I just don't want to. I wasn't going to do what they're doing. You know, I kind of do what I want to do.
That's very obvious. Who is this 20-person text chain with? You can't divulge that information?
I don't want to go into that.
Okay.
But it was something that was going to go on for 2 hours.
Was it like, hey, what are you all doing today? Let's kind get together?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And I was already set in my ways. I already had my day figured out. And I didn't want to deal. Had a great day yesterday. It was wonderful.
Away from the other 19 people in this text chain?
But then your phone still lights up.
Right. Okay. So on this show, we often talk about social mores.
Yes.
How one should carry themselves, handle themselves in a social setting, social situation. This to me is another perfect opportunity for us to figure out what are your responsibilities if you find yourself in a situation like Chew, where you do not want to participate in the text chain. You also would prefer to get out of the text chain. And let's just say for S's and G's, you're a normal person who doesn't want to hurt other people's feelings.
Yeah,
which does not apply in this situation, but for the everyman, let's assume that you have some sort of decorum.
I knew two people in the chain. The rest just showed up as numbers.
As numbers.
That weren't in my phone.
Get the hell out of there, man. Yeah.
So then I can blast out of there, right?
Get out of there.
That's what I tried to do.
Again, if they're not in your phone, they are not your friend.
Correct.
Gabe is basically advising you the way that we advise the people on the screen in a horror movie. Get out of there!
What are you doing? Stop walking
up to the attic! So that's great.
So hold on. This is probably a very basic question. So if their number just shows up on my phone, doesn't mean that they have my number.
It does mean they have your number.
But not my name. They have no idea whose number it is.
No, they may know. Some people may have your number and you don't have their number. Some people may just be seeing your number. And then what I would do if I were you, because you're sort of a big deal superstar, you know, Super Bowl champion, et cetera, I would not engage. Because the minute you engage with your name,
now
everybody who doesn't have your number has your number.
Yes.
Yeah, you can just peace out of there, man.
Okay.
But again, when he pieces out, it's going to say, now again, the good news is if they don't have your number, it will only show your number has left the chat. Do you have any obligation, Gabe, to say, already have plans today? Thank you for the invite. Have a great one.
You? Yes. Me? Yes. Him? Nah. Because we have consciences, right? Like, we actually
care. I
have
a conscience. It's just way, way down. It's way down.
We actually
that's happened over the years, right? Like, at one point, your conscience was where our conscience is, which is right here on the shoulder. Right here next to the ear. So we would get the chirping pretty loudly. What did you do? Did you just kind of keep suppressing it until it just got itself? Where would you say on your body it is right now? Are we talking knees?
Left toe. What do you call it? Pinky toe? No, there was a
word for it last week.
Was it minimus?
I think it is.
Minimus. Whoa. That was one that we didn't think we'd remember.
It's in the nail of my minimus.
So sometimes it's a little more strong.
I don't know. Is not giving a bleep the same as not having a conscience?
No, but I mean, so we have a social conscience, I guess is a better way to put it. Because, you know, conscience, you usually think right from wrong, and you can usually handle that. But it's more of a social conscience.
Because I have a huge issue coming up on the 4th. Are we going to get to it later? Or
yeah, get to it now if you want.
Get to it.
I just, again, wanted to see if everybody should handle a situation like you handle it.
Oh, no. So, again, like if you are listening to this wondering how if there's a tactful way to leave a text chain, there's not. There's no tactful way to do it. If you leave it, you just have to accept the consequences of, all right, this may hack some people off.
So just purge now. You want me to purge? Just get it out of the way.
Sounds like you want to do that.
I do.
And as we established about six minutes ago, you do whatever you want.
Because this is going to get to where I want it to get to.
Which is, yes, we know.
Okay.
But, so the sooner we do, the better you'll feel.
We're having the 4th of July party.
Which you're very excited for.
Very excited.
The kids weren't around for Father's Day. They're all going to be there for the 4th.
Great
so
day.
You are really great excited day. For very everybody to be together.
Having it catered so no one has to cook. Normally, Dylan, my oldest, would do all the barbecue, but as you know, that's a process.
Oh, yeah.
So the food will be outside. Five dogs. Five dogs.
Hot dogs?
Five dogs.
Is this
roof, roof. Woof. Woof. Dogs.
Why did I just go to Coming to America?
I don't want...
A big dog.
I don't want these dogs in my house. I don't want them in my house. And their family, not the dogs, the people who own the dogs.
Yeah.
But S-Bird is coming.
Who's
Dyson's girlfriend? Let's just call her Hannah.
Whoa.
Who, despite...
Wait. We need to clarify this very quickly. For those who are not familiar, S-Bird is not the girlfriend.
No.
S-Bird is the girlfriend's dog.
Which, yes. Again, despite the nickname, and you can figure out what the S of S-Bird figures, is.
Stands for.
But like, that's the one dog you actually
have
tolerate
a relationship
yeah.
with.
Like, that's
now
the
we
one
don't
dog.
Love. I don't love him. I like him.
Sure.
You know, he's a nice little dog. He's fine. Stinks at times.
Well, I mean, he did poop in your house.
He's also a dog.
Yeah. But there should be doggy deodorant. I mean, we'll get to that later on. I mean, with all the new deodorants.
Chewy's 5-point dog
now.
Plan.
But how do I say this? That S-Bird is kind of allowed in the house because mm-hmm. of the relationship. I don't want the other dogs in the house. I do not want the other dogs in the house. And I love them, family, but they've kind of taken on, well, everyone loves dogs. No, not everyone loves dogs. House is clean. So how do I walk that line?
Yeah, that's tough because once you allow one dog, because it feels like once you allow one dog, then you kind of have to allow all dogs.
No. Hold on. This is my house.
I understand.
I can do whatever the hell I want.
Angie's house, but
yeah.
She lets and you live there. So
she can do whatever the hell
right
she wants.
She's right there with it. She gave me a big heart when I said, I really don't want these dogs in the house. And she said, I don't either.
So, like, the buddy whose house I used to live in and watch after their dog, like, it got to the point where his brother had a dog, or has a dog, and his parents didn't want that dog in the house, so then they just had to ban all dogs. So even though they liked my buddy's dog wasn't allowed, and we ended up having to watch her anytime
but
he went to
my
his parents.
House.
And
it's my house.
And
I can do whatever the hell I want.
Just because you invite some people to your house doesn't mean you invite all people to your house. Like, there should be an understanding of dogs, like people, have different personalities, and sometimes those personalities don't fit in with the group.
Yeah.
Therefore, you should be able to extend the same, you're not invited, to the dogs.
Well, I guess first things first.
Yes.
Because now that me and my wife have a dog, even though I know my family loves the dog, like my niece's nephew love the dog, anytime we're going to go to a family gathering, even though I know the answer is going to be yes, I check. Hey, can Bubba come along?
Oh, so you're asking.
Like, hey, yeah. Well,
did they ask?
Correct. Did these people ask
no.
if they could bring their dogs? See, that's...
But the one dog goes to therapy. The dog goes to therapy.
What was that?
The dog.
Isn't,
my brother-in-law takes his dog to therapy.
For dogs, isn't that just training?
They
isn't
call
that
it
just
therapy.
Sit, mean, sit? Our friends at Sit, Mean, Sit
I
can just
train
the dog?
I think there's a different degree for this level. They don't go to Woof Woof School. I think they actually go to accredited
wait
university.
Wait a minute.
Swear
therapy,
to God, Jen. Swear
therapy
to, God.
To me would be the dog revealing all of the things that cause him anxiety.
Yes.
Or the dog is not revealing bleep. Okay, so... I'm going to stop you right there.
Taking this to a
but
dog
this is,
whisperer?
Wait, this is what,
honest,
hold
I'm
on.
Starting to have a money-making scheme.
This is what I'm dealing with.
And there's the conscience.
Just,
this is
no,
what I'm
Jen,
dealing
with. That's wrong.
Now, I'm willing to bypass. Nothing bothers me more than dogs that beg for food.
Okay.
Around humans.
Yep.
I think it's disgusting.
Jump up on the table and just eat the food.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I'm fine with
there,
them outside. You know, pick up the poop where
yep.
it's appropriate. No, house is off limits.
But also, I would also argue, you get a bunch of dogs in the same place.
I know.
They will bark at each other.
Yes.
They may go after each other.
Yeah. They're going to run around, play.
They're
yeah.
for sure going to sniff each other's private parts.
Yes.
And maybe hump. This is just what dogs do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the one dog talks about that in therapy. How he never gets humped. I don't know. Like, that seems like something that might
Or never gets to hump. Who knows?
I don't know. I just don't know how this is going to play out.
Well, I think that
because not all dogs like one another.
Oh, interestingly, your two dilemmas are sort of kind of intertwined. Hear me out. In the one, you wanted to deuces from the text chain, and you didn't care what anyone thought when you.
Yeah.
So why do you care in this instance what anyone thinks?
Family.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, right?
The text chain was a bunch of numbers.
Randoms.
Yeah. Just has no idea who these people are.
Yes.
May never have to deal or see these people ever again in his life.
Here's another problem.
Family.
Jen, another problem.
Next holiday, you have to deal with it.
4th of July. Fireworks.
Yes, 100%.
Uh-huh. Most dogs don't like fireworks.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Where are they going to try to retreat to? To get them out of the noise.
Your house.
No, they ain't.
And Mark.
No, they ain't.
In the 262, weighing in, saying, how do those dogs do with fireworks? I had a dog chew through my mudroom door, freaking out during a five-minute fireworks show. So maybe the fireworks are your excuse. Maybe you can lean on the fireworks chew to get out of having the dogs at your home. Maybe you can say, we're planning on having a big firework extravaganza, and... we know that dogs typically don't like fireworks. We think it is in the dog's best interest to not attend the fireworks.
They won't go then. The people won't go.
Well, okay.
They won't go without their dog?
Yes.
Does that offend you?
Doesn't offend me at all.
Are you fine with them not showing up?
If it's because the dog is not going in the house, then hey. It's the way
because,
it is.
I mean, when you have a dog, if you are a dog owner in this situation, you're probably going to have to, at the bare minimum, leave earlier than you would have because you got to go home, check in on the dog, and do all those sorts of things. But, I mean, that's your decision as a dog owner.
And this is nothing new.
I still can't believe they didn't ask.
100%, Gabe. Like, Chewy, you're not in the wrong here.
Yeah, I know.
They should have asked, and then you would have had to have the tough decision and said, no.
Yes.
But it's your party. It's just like people that have weddings and don't invite children. They put it right there on the invitation. No children, please. Like, you didn't send out a formal invitation for your 4th of July party, but if you had, it would have said, no dogs, please.
Yes.
The S-bird thing is the little. It's the asterisk that is sort of getting you in a little bit of trouble.
That is
a slippery slope.
Yeah, that's the thing that's going to get you in trouble. If you talk to these other four and say, hey, your dog's not allowed, and then they show up and S-bird is there, now you're going to have to deal with the backlash of, hey, how come this dog is allowed and my dog isn't?
But to be fair, again, it's your house.
Yes.
It's your dog. You should be able to say, this one was allowed. I have a relationship with this one. Or this one has been over before and we know how he behaves. We feel comfortable with his behavior at our home. Their other dogs were a bit of an unknown. What do they call it? Gateway. S-Bird is the gateway dog, unfortunately.
Could open up the house to the rest of the dogs.
Correct.
This will be interesting.
800-990-3776. Do you have suggestions for how Chewy should handle the dog dilemma on the 4th of July? Justin weighing in saying, huge dog fan, been around dogs my whole life. But bringing dogs to a cookout that is not at your house is a huge no-go for me. My guess is most people feel that way. However, there are also people who feel entitled and feel, as you mentioned, Chewy, like the people that show up with the dogs on the airplanes, right? Like...
Mm-hmm.
Dog's special. It's better than every other dog known to mankind.
Okay, again, I'm not going to sit here and make judgments, but like, I do think there are people who took advantage of
that. Oh, 1,000%.
Oh, I can bring my dog. I just have to get this little certificate from the doctor saying that I need an emotionally support animal.
But again, this goes back to a conversation I feel like we've had 100 times on the show in terms of being socially aware of everybody else.
Yeah.
Just because you like dogs doesn't mean your dog can go everywhere. Anytime you want to bring your dog to someplace that's not a dog park... or your own house,
but
ask if you can bring the dog.
But Gabe, 90% of dog owners, when Angie is around a dog, she's like, I don't like dogs. I've been attacked by a Rottweiler before.
Yeah.
What's the first thing they say? Oh, my dog won't bite you. That has nothing to do with it.
No, she has been there's some trauma there, and it doesn't matter if it's a little Chihuahua or another big Rottweiler. Like, there's going to be a little bit of a phobia there, which is fine. Like, because she's been attacked before.
Yes.
So it just that, and which is why you need to be, if you are a dog owner, be responsible and ask if you can bring your dog places.
Lots of reaction rolling in on the YouTube page. Remember, you can always stream the show on our ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. We'll get to some of that reaction as The morning goes on. I just glanced at a couple of them, and they're making me chuckle. Lots of stuff to get to this morning, guys. Got to talk about those Brewers. Holy moly. Another grand slam. Did I see that they're calling AmFam Slam Fam now? Kind of love it. Kind of love it. You know me in nicknames and puns, Gabe.
I would have liked Am. I think I like Am Slam better than Slam Fam.
I like Am Slam.
Yeah, Am Slam Field.
Should we put that on the poll?
Yeah.
Put it on the poll. Which one do you like better? Also want to talk about free agency in the NBA. Bucks not making any moves now. Not even sure if they will make moves, but there are moves that will affect the Eastern Conference. And where does that put the Bucks in the rankings now of the teams in the Eastern Conference? We'll get to that and more as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.
1-0 pitch. Fly ball to deep right. Are you kidding me? Another grand slam! 7-1 Brewers on the fifth grand slam in the last 8 days. You can't make it up. Things you've never done.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to everyone who celebrates. Every July 1st, we extend that salutation to our baseball-loving friends. It is the day, of course, that the New York Mets pay Bobby Bonilla $1.19 million from 2011 through 2035. Brilliant strategy, by the way.
Hell of a deal.
Absolutely brilliant by him and his agent. Will never be topped. Will never be repeated.
Because... And the Mets thought it was a good deal because their owner at the time was in the Ponzi scheme and thought, like, oh, this is not going to be a big deal. Now the new owners are just tagged with it. And every year, I think we're actually getting close to that. No, we're nowhere near the end of this thing.
Still 10 years. 2035.
Left.
Unbelievable. For what it's worth, guys, Bobby Bonilla in his career, I just looked it up. Do you have any guess of how many Grand Slams Bobby Bonilla hit?
Say he had two.
Three.
Nine.
Wow.
And that is only three more than the Milwaukee Brewers have hit this year. The Brewers leading Major League Baseball in the Grand Slam category with their six this season. San Francisco Giants, Los Angeles Dodgers, and Baltimore Orioles entered Sunday with five each. And so we put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Do you like the nickname Slam Fam Field or Am Slam Field? The Am Slam does roll off the tongue a little easier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As somebody who just said both of them back to back. We put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Go ahead and weigh in on that. How is this happening? I mean, I know it's a combination of like skill and luck because you got to be a little lucky to hit so many Grand Slams in such a short period of time. I believe it is five in the last eight games. I asked Gabe this morning, though, as we were discussing this, is it one portion of the lineup that is like doing all the damage? It's like these four or five guys are getting on base, getting on base, getting on base, and then boom. He said, no, it's all over the place.
Yeah, it's all over the lineup. I mean, Bryce Terang has two of them. So, you know, okay, there's the top of the lineup. Bowers, when he hit his, he's more middle of the lineup. Churio hit one. He's bottom of the lineup. Reese Hoskins, middle of the lineup. So it's all over the place. It's just quality at-bats that the Brewers have been able to put together over this last eight-game stretch. And, yeah, there is a, you know, a tinge of luck to it when you're hitting this many in this kind of stretch because, I mean... They've had the bases loaded, and then five of the last six times they've loaded up the bases, they've hit one out of the ballpark, which is outrageous.
It is outrageous.
How often does a cycle happen?
Wait, was there one last night that was threatening? I thought I got an alert on my ESPN on my phone.
That's a lot bigger than
there
a
There was
grand
a cycle
slam.
Last night, too, from the Rangers.
Was
one
there
of the
really?
Rangers players, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, cycle is much harder to
so
do.
So what is it, single, double, triple home run?
Yeah.
Or is there a walk in there, too?
No, you just have the four hits all in one game.
Is there a walk?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, baseball's gone to the statistics and on-base percentage and whatnot, so we didn't know if that was added in there.
Does that happen?
There's catcher interference. Let me tell you all, yes. Let me tell you all the things.
Nine ways to get on
base. Exactly. This is a stunning turnaround, though, guys, because early in the year, they were not hitting with runners in scoring position. I think they had like a 1.64 and that, from a batting average standpoint. So how does this happen? Like, how do you get in this rhythm? How do you, like, all of a sudden start? And now it's crazy because the expectation is when they do get into these positions, they're just going to keep hitting them. I know that that is not what is going to happen. It's going to regress to the mean, as everything does in sports. But, Chewy, we were also trying to figure out if there's a comp in any other sport to the Grand Slam. I mean, the triple-double in basketball? No, that happens so much more frequently than a Grand Slam.
Well, football and baseball are different because you're saying a single play in football, right? One single play? The closest I could get to it would be sack, fumble, recovery, touchdown, all by one player.
Okay. What about like freeze touchdown of the Super Bowl, like an 80-yard touchdown?
I don't think that's big enough. Grand slam.
Yeah, because that's the tough part, right? Because, like, touchdowns happen all the time. Home runs happen all the time. And even if it's an 80-yard touchdown, it's still only worth six. Whereas, obviously, you get the four.
It has to be a scoring play because of the significance of the grand slam and how much it can tilt the outcome, because it's so much in that one at-bat. But there's really nothing like that in football. It would have to be a touchdown, as you mentioned. But beyond that, style points? Are there style points for touchdowns? A Hail Mary?
Yeah, that's the tough part because, again, even in basketball, you're making 2 or 3 points. Okay, you get fouled, maybe you get 4 points. But 4 points in an NBA game is nothing.
Right.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
there's no 10-point play is what you're
That's what I'm trying to say, right? Like, there's no way to score the most points that you possibly can in one play, and that's what the Grand Slam is.
Well, we were talking last week on the text chain, what's the most exciting play in all of football? It's got to be to end the game. So I said pick six to end the game.
Walk off pick six?
Yeah.
I can only think of one time that's happened.
Well,
as a Packers
the Seattle
fan.
Game.
Yeah, when
where
Al Harris
picked off Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The we want the ball, we're going to score.
But I think.
Braid streaking behind him as he ran down the sideline with
sack,
his finger in the
I
air.
Think the sack fumble, pick it up, and score to win is even better than.
Sure, but like, how rare is that?
Very rare.
I think what we're getting at is because there are no other plays in other sports, even hockey, as we sit here and go through the ranks of the major sports, that where you can get a boatload of points in that one play.
Yeah,
this feels exclusive.
Yeah, that's why there's just no comp. Because yes, like even if you get the strip sack fumble recovery score, that's worth the same as a fullback scoring from 1 yard out. It's worth the exact same amount. Now, one play is certainly more exciting than the other, but it's worth the exact same amount on the scoreboard. And it's just not the case in baseball because, I mean, hitting a grand slam just flips the game on its head. That's what happened yesterday. You know, Brewers are down, then Yelich hits the home run, and then they just pull away because Terang hits a grand slam. There is no comp to it.
So I guess the Brewers thing, and we'll sit here and keep marinating on if there is a comp in any other sport. If you have one, let us know on the ESPN Milwaukee text chain, 800-990-3776. The Brewers win again. They took the series against the Cubs this weekend, still atop their division, and obviously still one of the top teams then in the National League. Is it too early to start talking about World Series contender?
No. I don't think so.
No. This team is legit. It absolutely is legit. Like what they're doing is not a fluke. And there have been times with Brewer teams where they've been good, and then that run differential is just kind of hovering around, you know, like even. You're like, is this sustainable?
Sometimes it's been negative.
Yeah, like what do you? No, they've got one of the best run differentials in the National League. Like this is a team that can replicate what they're doing. There's no flukiness, I guess, other than if you want to say some of the pitchers that they found that maybe Tobias Myers regresses to the mean, but they're going to be getting healthier. They're going to be getting some key pieces back. Garrett Mitchell came back. He's coming back. I don't know. I'm assuming he's going to be in the lineup because that's typically what they do when they bring somebody back. Just throw him right in the lineup right away.
Joey Ortiz had the neck tightness. Now, I know they say they don't think it's serious, but I am crossing my fingers that that is not a long-term thing, that he will get back out on the field.
Yeah, they haven't put him on IL yet, so they've got
I would
that.
Go get.
But they put Koenig on IL.
Yeah.
Is there a stud pitcher playing for a crappy team? I mean, I'm buying.
I think they
should be buying all in.
There are a couple of pitchers out there. Unfortunately, the one that I think made the most sense would have been Luis Severino of the Mets. And then Grimace had to come along and get them hot. And now they're playing good baseball, so they're probably not going to be selling pieces off at the end of the month.
You think they are going to?
I think they're going to try. They've got a good enough farm system. You know, they've got some outfield. They've got an outfielder surplus where if you really want to take a big swing at someone, you might be able to, you know, put together a pretty good package.
Well, we started the conversation with the Mets. We're continuing with the Mets. As we mentioned, it was Bobby Bonilla Day. The Mets are 13 games back, 13 and a half games back of the Phillies. As well as they're playing between Atlanta and Philadelphia, doesn't that feel like a little bit of a fool's errand?
They're a game out of the wild card.
Yeah, so if you're...
I mean, they're not winning their division, but they still are going to, you know, they're in the thick of the playoff race.
All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We got a lot of things popping off on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text chain this morning. Lots of folks trying to come up with a comp to the Grand Slam in baseball. Obviously, the Milwaukee Brewers having hit 5 Grand Slams in the last 8 games. It's unheard of. It's outrageous. It's crazy. And we are trying to celebrate that. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. You can weigh in on that this morning. Do you like Slam Fam Field or Am Slam Field better, to name the ballpark after these moments on the field? And we are talking about also, are the Brewers World Series contenders? Is it too early to start thinking about them winning the World Series? Sure, they're behind Philadelphia. Sure, they're behind the Dodgers in the National League standings. But the longer they continue to sit atop the NL Central and put distance between themselves and the other teams, the more it feels like this could be a thing. We roll on right after this.
Screamin' Sicilian has launched Nothing But Toppings. What's that? Well, it's pizza bowls. No crusts, just those delicious toppings that you're used to when you buy a Screamin' Sicilian pizza. Screamin' Sicilian ditches the crust with Nothing But Toppings pizza bowls, perfect for a quick snack or for a meal for those who are seeking a low-carb or keto-style options. And of course, because it's Screamin' Sicilian, you know you're going to have some options. So you have the multi-meat, Italian-style meatball, pepperoni, and supreme. So keep an eye out for Screamin' Sicilian Nothing But Toppings. They're available in those 4 flavors, and they can be found exclusively at participating Kroger stores, Pick and Save, Metro Market, and Mariano's, as Screamin' Sicilian has launched Nothing But Toppings pizza bowls.
Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far.
Lots of reaction rolling in this morning on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Let's begin with people trying to find a comp for the Grand Slam in other sports. Dave from Aaron saying safety might be close to a Grand Slam, it just doesn't have the amount of points. Yeah, it's not even the amount of points of a touchdown or a field goal.
It's the least amount of points that you can get in a football game in one play.
Ben weighing in saying, got to be a Hail Mary. Steven agrees with that in the 262. But I like this, and there's a number of people who have weighed in with this thought, this theory. Nick in the Fall says, a defensive touchdown when the opponent is going to score. It's a 14-point swing. I think that might be it.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
Bob also agrees with that, saying the only comp to a Grand Slam in football would be a pick six in the end zone or a fumble for a touchdown in the red zone, where it's equivalent to a 2-score swing because the opponent's scoring was imminent.
Yeah, it'd have to be something like that.
Auburn, Alabama.
Oh, the kick six.
Kicking a field goal, comes up short. Returner
all the way back
all down. The way back. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, but they are saying that it does have to take points off the board and score for it to have the score equivalent, the score significance of a Grand Slam. 800-990-3776. Let us know if you have a comp for the Grand Slam, which the Brewers have now hit 5 in their last 8 games in any other sport. Then we asked you, is it too early to be talking about World Series for this team? I mean, look, we have talked about this on the show over and over and over again. We expect the Brewers to make the playoffs now. It is not an anomaly. Maybe this season, Gabe, you could make an argument that with the transition over from Craig Counsell to Pat Murphy, we lost some of the big key arms. Maybe there was a little question in your mind of if this team could get to the postseason in their first year of transition. But here they are, atop the NL Central, third best, I believe, schedule. I got to look at the Dodgers, but I still think
third best record in the National
League.
That's
what I was going to say. I was just checking to see if Atlanta, if the Braves had popped up yet, but the Braves are 46-36 and the Milwaukee Brewers are 50-34. A lot of people pointing out on social how quickly they had gotten to 50 wins and comparing that to other seasons. There have been other seasons where they've gotten 50 wins comparably, like kind of in that same range of 84 games. But I think there are a lot of people who are thinking they might be able to do it this year, and you don't think that's premature.
I don't think that is premature because of the type of offense that they have. It's not, you know, going for broke all the time and having the offense kind of stall out the way we, you know, really saw last year, I would say, in the postseason against the Diamondbacks. It's a pretty balanced lineup, and a big reason. I mean, Bryce Durang has been fantastic, and his emergence, his growth is a big reason, especially at the top of that lineup, is a big reason that the Brewers have been able to kind of figure this thing out. Now, Jackson Churio really starting to come into his own, where he's kind of maturing into an everyday player in front of our eyes. There was a lot of youth on this team. They've lent into that. We've talked about it with Sophia, how athletic they are, just nabbing bases all over the place. So yeah, this is an offense that can hit home runs, as we've seen, but also the only team with 80-plus home runs, 80-plus steals.
Chewy, let me pick your brain on this one, because Clinton in the 262 is weighing in saying, we have to find a nickname equivalent to Harvey's Wallbangers for this squad. Maybe Murphy's Slam Hammers? These boys are doing something special with a record equivalent to 2018. Do you think we need to come up with a nickname? You know where I stand on this. I am pro-nickname. Give me all the nicknames. I'll try to come up with all the nicknames, and you guys will shoot them down, inevitably. Should we try to come up with something for
this
group?
Yeah, we probably need something.
I feel like, I don't know.
That Slam Hammers, that sounds a little try-hardish, so.
Yeah.
Murphy's Marauders? Murphy's, I don't know, it's got to rhyme with.
Something like Murphy's Law? Murphy's Lawman? No, you guys don't like that at all.
No.
I can tell by
are they police
expression.
Officers?
Chris, can you kill Jen's microphone for a little bit?
Murphy's
I could
lawman.
Do it.
Put herself on a timeout.
But is baseball like football in the fact that the best team doesn't always win? And it's the hottest team.
It's always the hottest team.
So they need to go.
I mean, take a look at the Diamondbacks last year. Who thought the Diamondbacks would go to the World Series? I mean, look at the the Brewers kicked the crap out of the Rangers. Rangers are. I mean, they're in panic mode. They won the World Series last year. Probably not going to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
So it is about making sure, and again, making sure is the wrong phrase, but being hot at the right time.
And healthy.
Yeah.
Right? I guess there is a hope that all of these injuries that the Brewers have sustained early this year, well, they've paid your dues. Right?
Yes.
Like, how much more can we take, which is what Sophia said to us weeks ago, and then there have still been injuries to this team.
But especially in that first series, where it's only three games, I mean, a lot of bad teams can win two games in a row in baseball. So, you know, it is kind of a crapshoot. It would be big if the Brewers could chase down the Dodgers or the Phillies, get one of those top two seeds, and get a bye into the divisional series, where then it becomes a five-game series.
Let's put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Is it too early to start thinking about the Brewers as World Series contenders? These guys say no, it is not premature to be thinking about that. Dave agrees. Dave in the 414 from Aaron. I really think the Brewers are World Series contenders, even though we have more losses. Okay, hold on. Now people are coming through with their nicknames, and I have to jump on the... I really think the Brewers are World Series contenders, even though we have more losses than a few other teams. We've won almost every series so far this season. Maybe Chris can check what our series wins to series losses are this year. Chris is on it. I'll get to some of these nicknames. Oh, boy. Sorry. Everybody is saying Murphy's Mashers. This coming from Dumpy and Evan and Austin and Mitchell. Murphy's Mashers. Is this a thing that we've missed? Is this happening and we just missed out on it?
No, I think everybody just heard, you know, Chewy try to be, you know, alliteration.
Murphy's Bangers. He's Irish. Isn't there a Bangers and something?
Yeah, mash. Bangers and Mash.
Bangers and Mash.
Oh, I kind of like Bangers and Mash.
Bangers and, that ain't bad. You're welcome.
I don't think we've adopted it quite yet.
Bangers and Mash.
But we're considering.
Murphy's Bangers and Mash.
Have you ever had Bangers and Mash?
I don't even know what it is.
Isn't it like peas mashed up and
potatoes?
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, the bangers the bangers is a sausage. I know that.
It is?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
What's a drunken egg?
What?
I don't know. There's a Irish dish. Isn't it drunken eggs or something?
Scottish egg?
Oh, that might be it.
So you just, because Scottish people are always drunk, is that what you did there?
I'm not touching that.
I think that's exactly what happened.
There. I think there is a drunken egg.
I think you're confusing.
I thought it was
Scottish
like a Korean
egg.
Drunken egg. I thought it was like a Korean dish.
Just taking
really?
Out all of the was it enough to just
just couldn't keep it to the UK. Had to really expand out.
I'm going to pivot is what I'm going to do here, guys. Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Let me tell you about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. We used it at our house a few weeks ago. They came out. We removed everything from our garage. And look, that was a bit of a hassle. But the floor looks fantastic. I had some friends over the other day. We're walking out the garage. My girlfriend says, holy cow, this floor looks amazing. I said, I know. It's Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. They came out, redid the whole thing. They filled in the cracks, leveled all the surfaces, and now we have this beautiful floor in our garage. I almost don't want to, like when it was raining so many days last week, I almost didn't want to drive the car into the garage with the floor and get the floor all wet. That's how much I appreciate and love the new look of our garage. They can do the same for you. 15-year warranty against wear. And if you mention ESPN, they'll give you free crack repair and 10% off. More information can be found on their website. It's ShowtimeFloors.com, ShowtimeFloors.com.
You've probably heard about employee stock ownership plans before, but what separates Fifth Third Bank from others when it comes to these plans? A succession plan that benefits business owners and employees from full and partial sales, second stage transactions, repurchase obligation financing, and seller note refinancing. ESOPs can offer tax advantages, increased liquidity, employee incentives, and overall diversification of net worth to help your company plan for the future. Fifth Third Bank National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC. Friend, I'm a drug addict, you're my favorite
poison. Did you figure out your eggs?
Yeah, they are drunken. Chris was right. Korean. They sound good. Although I love eggs, but hard-boiled eggs to me are just disgusting. And it's a texture thing.
Wait, do you like a deviled egg?
No, they devils? Look.
Is it E-D-S? Devils? It's not devil's eggs.
I thought it was deviled.
Deviled?
Deviled, yeah. Deviled eggs?
They look at the end of the eggs. Okay. Yeah.
They look delicious. It's a texture thing. The white part, ugh.
The problem with
like
something...
eating rubber. Right?
No, I disagree because I like deviled eggs. The problem with deviled eggs is the only time you typically see them is at a big gathering.
Yes.
And you don't know if you can trust it because you don't know how long that egg has been sitting out there.
It doesn't change.
No.
Right? Like, it's one of those things where it could be sitting there for 4 minutes, it could be sitting there for 4 hours, and it looks very similar.
And I feel like the lifespan of an egg when it's been sitting out, it's one of the quickest things that, like, changes over between being something good or having the similar reaction to when Chewy had the works pizza.
Allegedly.
So how long is the fuse on it?
I don't know. But really? You're playing, you're gambling every time you decide to eat one.
Not him, he's not eating them.
No.
It's just... he's out on the eggs.
The dogs, help yourself.
Tony and Aaron weighing in saying, Chewy, I think you're thinking of Scottish eggs, which we had mentioned. Those are hard-boiled eggs wrapped in sausage, dipped in breadcrumbs, and then deep-fried.
That sounds actually pretty
good.
And
then they usually serve it with like a spicy mustard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you can get a Scottish egg at a bar,
really?
Like sitting at a bar,
okay,
it's a good little snack.
Do you eat tongue?
Excuse me?
What a random and coincidental thing for you to ask. We were at the farmer's market this weekend, and the gentleman was offering us tongue.
Yeah.
He said that it's all in your head. Tongue is just like a skirt steak.
Yes.
Tongue is just like some of those, like, he's like, you got to try it. He goes, we get tongue tacos all the time.
Yeah.
Now, he was trying to sell us some tongue. We did not purchase
it. All these positive points were coming from the salesman, you
see. Now, that is disgusting, but I like it. Pickled tongue?
If you didn't know it was tongue?
It looks like a tongue.
Not if it's diced up.
No, you eat it whole. It's literally like they chop off the back of your tongue and put it in a big jar and pickle it and eat it with a cracker. It's quite tasty.
How big is that cracker?
I don't think they make Wheat Thins that big.
Have you ever had tongue?
No, never have had tongue.
Should try it.
I think I'm okay.
I got a lot of tongue back in high school. Not so much anymore. We got to take a break.
Okay, then.
I love it when Chris is like 1 minute left, and I'm like, no, Chris, we're done.
Yeah,
I decided to kill the segment with my tongue joke, so...
Chris, we're all done. We're going to take that break right now.
Take that giant hook and just, like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Just...